Just when we think we've heard it all, another development breaks upon us that catches our astonished attention once again. This is Dave Breese reporting, and I believe that you and I should be at least apprehensive about a development which was coming upon us from medical science. Emmanuel Thorne recently wrote in the Wall Street Journal an article entitled "Trade in Human Tissue Needs Regulation." He says transplants of human hearts, livers, kidneys, corneas, skin, and bones are now commonplace, and new uses for human body parts are proposed almost daily. A human tissue industry is emerging, both here and abroad, that will require international agreement to ensure that tissue is harvested humanely, he said. He then says that recent reports indicate that transplants of adrenal glands, which produce dopamine, into the brains of Parkinson's patients may ease their tremors. When the transplant procedure is perfected, the tissue of choice will be dopamine-producing fetal brain cells. Some success with transplanting fetal brain tissue has already been achieved with apes. He then reminds us that since well-matched fetal brain tissue will probably be in short supply, women may conceive intending to harvest and transplant the fetus tissue. Indeed, this has already been proposed. One woman, whose father suffers from renal disease, sought to be artificially inseminated with his sperm so that she might abort the fetus in the third trimester and transplant its kidneys into her father. Physicians believe that the tissue match would be nearly perfect. She was refused, and no such arrangements have yet been proposed in the United States. In West Germany, however, the transplant of a fetal organ into an adult has already happened. The New England Journal of Medicine reported that scientists there have successfully transplanted three kidneys, two from anencephalic fetuses without sufficient brain development for cognitive function and incapable of living more than a few weeks after birth, these into two children, ages 4 and 9, and one 25-year-old adult. Thorne then suggests the potential use of fetal tissue makes the temptation to conceive with the attempt to abort almost inevitable. Even if the U.S. were to ban the use of such tissue from viable or even inviable fetuses, nothing prevents desperate people from seeking such help overseas, he said. The article then goes on to raise 1,000 questions about these and other related forms of trade in human tissue. It then says, in the absence of ethical and legal guidelines, a transplant industry based on fetal tissue can be expected to thrive. It finally suggests that soon, powerful interests are likely to become vested in how this industry is organized and regulated. Once established, the attitudes they shape and the institutions they create will be difficult to undo. Allowing the human tissue industry to develop without humane, universally accepted guiding principles may lead to terrible abuses of human rights, while at the same time denying to many the transplant miracle. So, before our very eyes is developing the potential for a practice that would astonish most of us. The point that needs to be made here is that there is now the call for what even the world calls ethical and legal guidelines. It warns of the dangers of these things if they are allowed to develop without humane, universally accepted guiding principles. Where will we get those guiding principles? There is but one source, the Word of the Living God, and you may be sure God stands against most of these things. The Bible is a book of which you should be familiar.